Now, we have a relationship to our neighbor. This is here in verses 8 through verse 14, and this will take us through the chapter. He says, now, owe no man anything but to love one another, for he that loveth another fulfill the law. Did you borrow the lawnmower, your neighbor? Take it home. Housewife, did you borrow a cup of sugar from your neighbor? Then return it, please. Owe no one anything, not even one person, except loving one another. Now, that's what you owe them. In this, we find Paul saying that the believers positively to owe no man anything. Now, this is a great principle to guide Christians in installment purchasing, by the way. Somebody says you don't think you ought to buy on credit? Turn in your credit cards? No. Better see your way clear that you're going to be able to pay your debts. And he does add that the believer always owes the debt of love to his neighbor. Now, that doesn't mean necessarily the man next door. You remember, he's already said you'd live peaceably as much as you can. But certainly, this matter of love is a practical thing that he's talking about here. Now, this is not some sentimental thing, and I get just a little disturbed myself today when I hear liberalism continually talk about love, and it's got man talking about it. Love, love, love. Well, how do you reveal love? Well, thou shalt not commit adultery. And today there is this committing of adultery, the sin of sex is about us. Now, don't tell me you love and that you're committing adultery. You don't. You can call that love if you want to. But it's nothing in the world but sex. And it is nothing in the world but licentiousness. It's fornication. And it's sin in God's sight. He hasn't changed. And love reveals itself. Thou shalt not kill. You can kill a person more ways than pulling the trigger on a gun. You can ruin their reputation. Therefore, thou shalt not steal. You won't get anything dishonestly. And thou shalt not covet. And that is something today. When that neighbor drives up in the new automobile, how do you feel about it? Sometimes we say, I wish I had that car and they had one just like it. What you really mean is you would like to have it and wish they didn't. Or you'd much rather for you to have it than for them to have it. Now, love manifests itself in these areas. He's not putting the Christian back under law. He's just saying, now, you talk about love all you want to, Mr. Liberal, but are you making your church a place to get the pills and to get drugs? Then you don't love anybody. You're just a hypocrite. That's all you are. Because love manifests itself not committing adultery, not killing, not stealing, not bearing false witness, not coveting. Don't tell me that you do these things and you still love. You don't. What you're talking about is sex, and that's not what Paul's talking about.